It is around 10 o'clock on a rainy Friday night in early September, but the lousy weather does not stop the Twisters from visiting the club. The traffic is too noisy, and he cannot hear the music from the place except when the doors open for the newly arriving couples. It seems it is Chubby Checker night, but it could be Joey D and the Starlighters, though he is only interested in seeing Veneto enter the lounge and exit it. He knows that his only opportunity to observe Veneto is outside of the lounge. If he recognizes him and can follow him to his hotel, he has a chance to ambush him when he is alone. It seems the most famous art world personalities are frequenting the club, and since the place can't hold more than a couple of hundred, it is almost always full. And that makes his vigils difficult. Whenever someone like Sinatra or Hepburn arrives, the street gets flooded by their security personnel, and if Veneto got there at the same moment, he would never see him. Plus, the security people make the watch dangerous. He has to keep away from them or they might find him a potential safety risk and might even try to arrest him. He tries to avoid the nights with celebrities and goes home when they are present. He often wonders if the future would provide special devices for detectives, allowing surveillance from a distance, perhaps even from a moving automobile, including a visual of the interesting sight. His life would be so much easier if he lived in the 21st century, although, of course, that is only a dream. On several occasions, he did recognize Veneto leaving the lounge, but each time he was in the company of a woman or a man, and difficult to tell. He needed to have Veneto alone, needed to find the hotel he was residing at while in New York, and that was proving to be an impossibility. Tonight he is working with a sidekick, a cabbie he befriended by moonlighting for the taxicab company. For a double hourly pay, Matt is willing to stay with him for 2 or 3 hours, even longer as the situation requires. And around midnight, Veneto appears at the lounge doors. Without waiting a second, Johann rushes to Matt's already rolling cab, ready to pick him up. "Follow that man with the two women. Don't let him notice us," he tells Matt. Matt has already dimmed his cab dome light, turned on the busy signal, and is waiting for Veneto to pick up his ride. A few seconds later, another cabbie picks up Veneto, and Matt begins to tail his taxi. After a long ride in the heavy traffic, Matt keeping a distance from Veneto's ride and making sure he's not noticed, Veneto's taxi stops on Lexington at the Lexington, New York Hotel. Moments later, the three passengers get out of their cab and proceed to the hotel's reception area. Johann waits for a full half hour in Matt's cab, in pelting rain, before entering the hotel. Matt will wait another hour, then drive back home. It will be the end of his shift. As he walks through the entrance, he admires the massive structure of the lobby, the dark red rose carpeting, and, in the patrons' waiting area, oak dark leather chairs and sofas. He feels insignificant, diminished, while reminding himself of Ingrid's bargain wood furniture, miniature bedroom and kitchenette with a dining area barely accommodating a small round table and 3 chairs, with the 2 of them seated.
"Bastard sells our children to fat cat crooks and you worry about killing him? He doesn't pay his taxes like the rest of us. The IRS wants him, that's who. They're paying you because Uncle Sam's losing his revenue, that's why," Ingrid was explaining to him earlier at home.
By the time he stops at the registration desk, the lobby's clock hands are at 12:30.
"One night? How many days?"
the clerk asks nervously, obviously displeased by the looks of his bargain black raincoat.
A couple. Maybe longer," he mutters, feeling unsure.
2, 3,
the skinny-faced, dark-haired, mustachioed clerk insists, obviously skeptical of his ability to foot the bill. Reminds him of the comedian Groucho Marx.
"Make it a couple," he tells him, signs the paperwork, and follows the bellboy with the room key.
"No luggage?"
the bellboy asks as they walk toward the elevators. He is carrying only a small valise with 2 guns wrapped in his underwear and a few shirts.
"No, a short business trip working for a city trash removal service. Waste management," he explains, hoping the old boy wouldn't ask any further details.
"A good job. We've got a lot of trash here for sure. You're on the 5th, if you don't mind. Check out the room, and if you don't like it, we'll get you another one. This hotel is full of good rooms."